Recycling. Nakuru County Government is investing on waste recycling in a move aimed at mitigating the impacts of climate change on environment and public health. The County Executive Committee member, CECM, of Water, Environment, Energy and Natural Resources Dr. Nelson Mara said the county was converting waste disposal sites and sewerage treatment facilities into useful resources and also centers of sustainable innovation. The CECM said they were working in partnerships with local businesses, entrepreneurs and organizations to transform waste into eco-friendly products like construction materials, furniture and household items among other innovative products. He cited the management of NAWASCOAL, a county-owned entity that manufactures fuel briquettes and other products from waste materials, as one of the entities that had adopted a sustainable and effective approach to waste management by embracing a circular economy model, which emphasizes on waste reduction, reuse, and recycling. Nawaskol, which manufactures briquettes from human waste, operates a plant at Kalaleni, within Nakuru Town East Sub-County, and is a joint venture between Nakuru Water and Sanitation Services Company, NAWASCO, and Naivasha Water and Sanitation Services Company that are both owned by the county government and development partners. Dr. Mara further said that the method of waste collection had also improved sanitation in towns and villages, with the chemicals used to carbonize the waste and reduce its smell to make it easier to collect, helping to make these areas easier to live in and walk through. The waste collection method, according to the CECM, has seen many youths get employment as they help in the collection of waste from latrines and also help sell the briquettes. The CECM explained that through proper waste management, greenhouses gas emitted during waste combustion and decomposition in landfills could reduce significantly, hence reduce environmental degradation. We are encouraging business people and residents to continue practicing reusing, recycling, and recovering what is useful from waste disposals for better environment and public well-being, advised Mara. He added that the county government was also working with the National Environment Management Authority, NEMA, and other stakeholders, on ways of discouraging people from using plastics and other materials that are not environmentally friendly. He encouraged innovators to come up with more technical methods of environmental conservation and sewage management in urban regions and high-population rural areas to help in environmental conservation.